I sit on rap tracks like furniture. As soon as they say I'm not hot, here goes another one. Here come the first banger. What's the name of this? I don't know. It go hard irregardless. I'm just...
Welcome to Radio Irregardless, your non-standard blend of irrespective and regardless. Now please welcome to the Internet Airwaves. Really? Internet Airwaves?
It's okay, you can just do it. It's just say Internet Airwaves. It sounds really cool.
Sorry, I'm just not...
Internet Airwaves.
Okay then. Please welcome to the Internet Airwaves, Mark Scalia.
And welcome to Radio Irregardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. I just had a little bit of a glitch, but I'm back. There we are. We're back live once again, trying to broadcast through the Facebook thing, and it's just giving me some issues with my dishes. So if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one of two current ways. We're working on a few others. But if you're listening to the sound of my voice, you're listening one through my Facebook live feed, through my personal webpage. So you go to Mark Scalia Personal, which I don't know why it says that. It just does. And the second way you can listen to the show is through the slightly edited for time podcast version of the show, available through Podbean. You just go to that website, Podbean, to type in Radio Irregardless, and you can subscribe through one of the many ways, through Apple, through Spotify, through iHeartRadio, however you want to do it. They have all kinds of things. So let's start the show. Everybody there? Okay, good. People are there because I had nothing. Okay, there we go. Because it wasn't working live and now it's working live and now people are watching live. And I don't know. I'm just doing the show by myself tonight. No guests tonight. But as I always like to start the show, I always start it the same way every time, which, I don't know, I might start doing something a little bit different. But I'm going to start it up the way I always do, with the Happening Now monologue.
Everything that happens now is happening now.
What happened to then?
That's then.
When?
Just now. We're it now.
Go back to then.
When?
Now.
Now?
Now.
I can't.
Why?
We missed it.
When?
Just now.
When will then be now?
Soon.
So let me go over some stuff that's been going on. I've been traveling. I flew... I have not flown. I got my TSA pre-screening. I don't know if you folks have done that. Believe me, totally worth it. $85, they pre-screen you. You do the whole background check, fingerprints, you know, FBI looks into you, all this other stuff. I was like, oh, I'm finally going to get this, and it's going to be very cool, and yada, yada, yada. And then, of course, pandemic 2020. So this was the first time I flew. I flew down to North Carolina for a corporate gig. And it was very good. Everything went very well. I flew back, and when I tell you, I walked through security, shoes on, belt on, took my jacket off, though. Took my jacket off. But I didn't have to take my toiletries out or my laptop or my iPad. It was just, you know, and all they do is check your passport, and if you're TSA pre-screened, yeah, they still scan you, so you're not a threat. But certainly, you don't have to go through all that stuff, and you still go through the X-ray machine. Well, you go through the scanner. Yeah, stuff goes through the X-ray machine. Everything gets looked at. But it's just all that stuff, because they trust you a little bit more. Or at least they know. Whatever. I don't want to get into trouble. So I got to fly. But the week before that, I did not do a show. I was supposed to, but I was just tired. And I was like, I don't want to do it. So this week I've been very busy. It's October in Salem. So of course everything, you know how it is. Jack is back, by the way. I don't know if Jack is back. Jack's back.
Walk, 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 doobity-doo. Jack is back and he's on top. Walk, 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 doobity-doo. Watch the girls, see how they drop.
So I'm back playing Jack. Jack the Gravedigger on the Ghost and Legends trolley during the night, and I'm on the trolley doing the regular tour guiding stuff during the day, which is always fun and meeting a ton of people from all over the world. And I'm even doing a few of tours for my wife because she's booking up like a crazy man on Salem food tours. So if you get a chance, book, because if you don't get it, you won't get it. But she is getting very busy and she's like triple booked on a day. So I have to do one of her tours. Not only one, but probably I think like three. So October is going to be busy here in Salem. Jack is back. Yeah, but Jack is back for the Ghost and Legends trolley. And that's always a fun show too. And I wasn't supposed to be on until this Friday, but the other actor who plays the widow, the Black Widow, she could not do last Sunday. So I did my first two shows as Jack. Haven't done it in a year, so it was a little... But it went very well, and the audiences were very good, and they were very warm and receptive. Speaking of trolleys and performing on them, the Christmas Carol... I know what you're saying, Mark. It's not even October. The Christmas Carol tickets are already on sale. I am being inundated by emails and personal messages and DMs and all that for people who want to be on my shows. And I can say this. If you go to my website, markscalia.com, if you go to calendar, you'll see a list of dates. Try to get those to match up. When you go to the Salem Trolley, go to special events, click special tour, salemtrolley.com, trolley with an E-Y, not just a Y, and click the special tours. And then you can look at their tickets. You can see when shows are available. Just keep the two pages open and go back and forth and back and forth. And then you can figure out which I'm on. And then what you do is then you email me and say, Mark, these are the tickets I have, and I'm going to try my best to keep those shows so that you can see me because you request me. I have a few people that, like, they bought half the trolley, 15 tickets, 18 tickets, you know, 10 tickets. If you're like two people, it's a little tricky, but I'm mostly guaranteed to do the shows I'm guaranteed to do because I'm picking them. But I'll do my best is the best I can tell you. So that's all the personal stuff going on. National stuff. And I hate to say it like this, but I don't think my friends, I have friends in there in Florida, and I do not believe that they are probably listening to the show right now because they have bigger fish. And Ian is actually ripping through the state of Florida. So I know that a lot of people have friends there, maybe they vacation there, maybe they have relatives there. And of course, then it's coming up. It's probably at a Cat 1 now, but it's pretty bad. So everybody's thinking about it better in Florida. So hopefully that'll go through and it'll just, it's supposed to be a fun show, but I'm really thinking about those people. Here's something fun. Top stories. Joe Biden just approved $1.1 billion more, $1.1 more billion dollars to aid the Ukraine. He's just throwing money at those people. And it's just, I understand, but and here's the other thing. Russia, they had elections and they're saying that everybody who's got a double visa or dual citizenship, they got to get out because they're constricting people. They're doing that too, but they're conscripting people. They're drafting people to fight. So there's this mass exodus because Russia, they annexed four Ukrainian regions, and Americans are warned to leave Russia. Let's see. Alive after a series of sham referendums. Now, here's the thing. This is Western news reporting it. So let's just say it is suspect. It wasn't like, oh, we're formerly Ukraine and now we want to be Russian and unanimous. But they're trying to annex four Ukrainian regions, into Russia. And they said, let me see if I can read this with my glasses. They show a resounding majority voted to join Russia. Yes, suspect. Election officials went door to door with a portable ballot box to collect votes. Well, multiple boxes, of course, to collect votes from residents living in the occupied, what's that, Kurzon, and I'm not even going to attempt it, Kirsten and Zap regions in the south, and the self-proclaimed pro-Russian republics, Donetsk and Luhansk. You know what the problem is? I'm tired. I'm trying to read print that's way too small with glasses. And you can't see the website. I can read it perfectly now. My glasses are on the very edge of my nose. Let's see. Good. I look like this. I look like I'm going to do a dissertation.
There's many, many regions, many more regions of in the south, in the self-proclaimed Russian republics of Donetsk and Luhansk, with polling stations open only yesterday, the last day of voting.
So they opened one day and they went door to door with ballot boxes going, do you want to be part of Russia? Oh, last day. There's no more days to choose except this one. So in your best interest, which way do you want to go? It is a mess. It is just a mess. Speaking of mess, oh my God. This, I couldn't believe this happened. Joe Biden mistakenly asked if a deceased congressman was in the audience with his remarks last Wednesday at the White House Hunger Conference. This is actually what happened. I saw it. I went, this can't be true. And I watched it. I actually watched it. President Biden searched the audience for former Congresswoman Jackie Walorski. She's a Republican from Indiana. And he basically said, Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? Then he was looking into the crowd and expressing uncertainty whether she planned to be there. This woman died in a car crash early August, over a month ago. Of course, the press secretary, they were asking her questions like, what happened? And her reason was she was on his mind. So that's why he said what he said. And people were like, well, one guy actually said, he goes, I'm thinking of John Lennon on the mind every once in a while. I don't think he's alive. And they're like, well, you're not the president and you didn't do the bill. And I'm like, and then everybody's yelling at her going, why didn't he just say he's sorry? I'm like, how can politicians fucking do this all the time? It's the funniest thing in the world. You look at them and go, no, I didn't. You're like, 4-year-old kids do this. They're on top of a chair with their hand in the cookie jar. And you're like, what are you doing? And they're like, nothing. That's every politician. Just pull them down and spank them. That's what we should do. I was going to do this, but it's just so depressing. The stock. Oh, actually, you know, it's a little bit of a good thing. The stock market rebounded. I don't know if you knew that. It rebounded from a 2022 low. The Dow closes up more than 500 points and snaps a 6-day losing streak. So it just snapped the streak. Nothing. It's not great news. It's like, hey, instead of bleeding out of the nose and the mouth, your nose has stopped bleeding. I can't even look at my 401k. Yes. And it's something good news. It's fun news. Today is September 28th. The sequel to Hocus Pocus, Hocus Pocus 2, of course, comes out, I believe, this Friday on Disney Plus. But you can actually stay in a Hocus Pocus cottage right here in Salem. Did you know that? Yep. Because they recreated a Hocus Pocus cottage of the Sanderson sisters. It's available to rent on Airbnb. It's a privately owned cottage and is located in the woods of Salem, which I don't know where that is. Unless it's down by, I don't know, Pioneer Village. because that's literally not a lot of woods unless you're up by Salem Willows. Then there's some woods there too, but I don't know. But it's in the woods. An exclusive stay is available for two guests in celebration of All Hallows Eve. Booking begins October 12th. Shit. And just like that, it'll suck. Anyway, let's move on. Let's just move on. Let's talk about what happened today, this day in history.
Wait till I tell you what happened today.
Would you please explain some of what happened today to me, please? Will you? Huh? Huh? Huh?
And now, Radio Irregardlesses, this day in history.
Today's been a very interesting day in history. I actually checked out a lot of stuff. Usually it's like the day starts off kind of shitty, you know, in general, like from the 500 year mark. Then it gets a little interesting. But a lot of things happen in our modern history, so let's go through them. In 1066, William the Conqueror's troops sail to England. 1528, a Spanish fleet sinks in Florida in a Florida hurricane. And about 380 people die. Well, that was 1528. So the Spanish fleet was heading toward Florida and a hurricane got them. 1767, Gentleman 17 forbid private slave transport from India to Cape of Good Hope. That's a big deal. That's the whole thing when they're like, oh, we got a new king and we need reparations. And they're like, you know, England was stopping the slave trade a long fucking time ago. Before us, anyway. 1850, the U.S. Navy abolishes flogging as punishment. Boo. I could use a good flogging. 1867, Toronto becomes the capital of Ontario. 1904. Oh, this is bizarre. 1904. A woman is arrested for smoking a cigarette in a car on Fifth Ave in New York City. Let me repeat that for you folks. In 1904. Yeah. 1904. Not 100,000 years ago, not 5 million years ago. This is about 100 years ago, a little over 100 years ago. A woman was arrested for smoking a cigarette in a car in public on Fifth Ave in New York City. I'm not saying it's a bad thing. On this day in 1920, 8 White Sox were indicted because they threw the 1919 World Series. That's the Black Sox scandal. And this day in 1955, the first World Series was televised in color, a TV broadcast on NBC. The New York Yankees beat the Dodgers. On this day, this is kind of cool. This is one of my favorites. 1963, on this day, Tennessee Tuxedo, the cartoon, debuted on CBS. On this day in 1975, a bill authorizes admission of women to military academies. Boo! We're going to get some phone calls. Let me check the comments. Yeah, I got a few already. I'm not going to read them. I'm just going to keep moving. Probably best all around. 1976... Congress passes Toxic Substance Control Act. In this date in 1980, Carl Sagan's 13-part Cosmos premiered on PBS. You can still watch a little thing from Carl Sagan, and just really cool. He's like, there's a lot of things happening in space. You know, not just like the science stuff, but how vibrations and all. It's like way ahead of its time. I love Carl Sagan. And another space thing that happened today, on this day, in 1987, Star Trek The Next Generation debuted on syndicated television. Yeah. Jean-Luc Picard. The whole thing debuted today, 1987. It's, you know. So that's today in history. So what do we got today? Oh, happy birthdays. Birthdays today. Hillary Duff is 34. She's 34. Oh, my God, such a kid. Naomi Watts is 53. Bam Margera. You know Bam from the, I think from the Jackass thing. He's 42. Benny King, today was his birthday. He died in 2015. He was 76. Bridget Bardot. Hubba Hubba. Yeah, still alive at 88. Look at some pictures of her. She looks like she's 88. But happy birthday. And this is an obscure little reference. Hannah Mae Lee. You may know who that is. She's 34 years old. But if you ever saw the Pitch Perfect movies, she was the Asian girl who talked really long. She's really talking. She kind of she whispered all the time. She was like that. That was what she was doing. So that's her. So she's 34. More comments. There we go. Yeah, I'm not reading the comments tonight. I will say hi to everybody who's listening. So what else we got? Oh, 9:30 already? Really? Oh, God. I've been rambling. So let's do this. Let me take a break, and let me tell you what I got going on over the next bunch of days and stuff like that. Plus, during the break, we're going to have a little bit of fun thing because I'm going to play history. So you're listening to Radio Regardless. I'll be right back.
Love food and wine? Get to know Salem, Mass in a fun and delicious way. Join me on a Salem food tour. Our 5-star rated walking tour gives guests the perfect opportunity to enjoy an afternoon with friends or coworkers. Great for locals and visitors, our tours book in advance and can be crafted for your special event. For more information on our tours and to make reservations, please visit us at salemfoodtours.com.
Welcome to another installment of Radio Irregardless's History.
Italians have long celebrated Christopher Columbus in tribute to their shared heritage.
Columbus Day is a day of Italian pride. It's our holiday, and they want to take it away.
Fuck them.
In 1937, President Roosevelt proclaimed October 12th as Columbus Day. And in 1971, President Nixon declared Columbus Day a national holiday.
Well, I'm not a crook.
We all know how it started. On August 3rd, 1492, Columbus and his three ships, the Niña, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria, set out from Spain and embarked on an historic journey.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
So why did Columbus bother getting off the couch at all? Money. In the 15th century, spices were a hot commodity.
He who controls the spice controls the universe.
Columbus realized his opportunity, become the first person to plot a western route to Asia and enjoy unprecedented glory and riches.
It's mine, you understand? Mine! All mine! Get back in there! Down, down, down! Go, go, go! Mine, mine, mine!
Columbus inadvertently achieved the monumental task of joining the two hemispheres, in effect doubling the size of the habitable planet and establishing trade between the continents. So, on Columbus Day, raise a glass to famed navigator Christopher Columbus, who missed the mark.
You fucked up!
And hit it just the same.
This has been Radio Irregardless's History.
To leave a question or comment, call the Radio Irregardless hotline at 978-219-9294.
And you're back at Radio Regardless with me, your host, Mark Scalia. And I have got, it's a quick show. It's a quick show tonight. I just want to bring you up to speed some stuff. But I will tell you this. Next show will be October 12th. And we're gonna have some fun in October. Sometimes we have some guests come in. Not invited guests, but sometimes they come in. I don't want to say too much, but usually Jigsaw doesn't show up. And I'm afraid to say his name because every time I turn around, like I got everything closed off. So I don't know. So the next show will be October 12th, and we're going to have some fun with that. But if you do want to see me at some point in October, I recommend checking out my website, markscalia.com. I am on the Ghost and Legends trolley at night. They're all posted. During the day, I'm doing other stuff. I can't do a lot of stand-up for the month of October, but I will tell you this. November is all filled up. December, the Christmas Carol. January, February, I'm booking stuff into June of next year, stand-up-wise. There's going to be a lot of things kind of happening in June and in 2023 for me. I'm really looking forward to it. There's going to be this whole renaissance kind of thing I'm going to get into, but I'm going to keep moving. So, folks, thank you for being a part of the show tonight. Even if you're just, you didn't listen live, but you listened to the broadcast, you know, the edited for time through Podbean. But you can always go to my website, markscalia.com. Check it out for upcoming shows. If you want to be a sponsor or a guest, leave a comment. I'll be back on October 12th.
This has been Radio Irregardless with Mark Scalia. Your non-standard blend of irrespective listening and regardless enjoying. Radio Irregardless was written, directed, and produced by Mark Scalia and broadcast and recorded live. We'd like to thank the on-air guest and all of our listeners. The Radio Irregardless theme, If Only I Had a Pen, was written and composed by Derek Dupuy. All music and audio clips used are property of their respective copyright owners. All material is the property of MS Enterprises and copyrighted 2022, all rights reserved. Listen to previous episodes of Radio Irregardless by downloading from iTunes, iHeartRadio, and wherever podcasts can be found. And thank you for listening.
Hello, hello. Just one, two, three.